appreciate them and recognize their value. This cycle leads to regret, despair, and oftentimes depression. Every once in a while, two people meet by pure chance, not while they are out on the hunt for a new lover. With no expectations between them, nature takes its course, the right way. They get to know each other, never realizing that their interaction might lead to the ultimate experience, the one thing that most of us crave our entire lives. What results can be a total eclipse of the heart. Part 1. Solar Eclipse. Solar eclipse, the obscuration of the light of the sun by the interposition of the moon between it and a point on Earth. Brooke Alexander, July 3rd, 2007, Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah, that's the spot. Lick it slow. No, lick it faster. Now slower. Damn. Oh, shit. I'm coming, baby. Oh, damn. I glanced up at the expression on Patrick's face as he tried to regain some of his composure. Remnants of his semen were still trickling down my throat. In the beginning of our relationship, I would take his dick out of my mouth seconds before he came. He insisted that I swallow, even though I used to find the taste repulsive and had never done that for a man before him. At one time, Patrick was so special to me that I would have walked over hot coals for him. So I did it. Now, it had become mechanical. My best friend, Destiny, told me that men want women to swallow because it makes them feel powerful and special. It makes a man feel like a woman is somehow being submissive to him if she drinks from his fountain. I felt like Destiny was being way too overdramatic. Men like it because the shit feels good, just like women like it when men go down on them. After all, when we come, they sop up all of our juices. Still, I hadn't acquired a taste for semen, and that was the bottom fucking line. Patrick was still shaking and whispering something that I couldn't quite make out as I got up from the bed and began my usual post-dick-sucking routine. I always made a beeline for the bathroom to brush my teeth and gargle like my life depended on it. At first, Patrick was offended, but after I explained to him that I was making certain allowances to pleasure him, so he shouldn't give a rat's ass what I do after the act is over, we reached amicable terms. Patrick got his head regularly, and I got to rinse the taste out within a few minutes afterward. "Come back to bed," Patrick yelled to me as I stood there glancing at my reflection in the mirror. "We're not done yet." Yes, we are fucking done, I thought to myself. I did not want to go back out there and let him stick his dick in me. Giving head had become my way of avoiding the actual act of fucking. I'd suck him off real good in hopes that he'd be too exhausted to do anything else. Going down on him had become an impersonal act, a chore, so to speak, to avoid hearing him complain. Actual lovemaking was something different altogether. That meant that he expected me to show him a lot of affection, to gaze into his eyes as he pumped his dick in and out of me, and to whisper sweet nothings into his ear. I couldn't even stomach the thought of it. If someone had asked me even 2 years earlier which of my friends or family members was most likely to be involved in an abusive relationship, the last person that would have come to mind would have been me. Now, don't get me wrong. There weren't any late-night trips to the emergency room for broken bones, black eyes, or cracked ribs. Patrick never